joining the others, I wait in uncomfortable silence as the long-awaited aircraft touches down with the return of service members to the loving arms of family. I see excitement on their faces and the anticipation of once again completing the familiar family circle. For me, it is a different type of anticipation. The plane taxis to a stop several yards in front of me. I swallow the lump in my throat as his flag-draped coffin is lifted from the plane to the hands of the honor guard poised to carry his remains to the waiting hearse. Told of his demise a week ago, I was at once surrounded by friends. It would be difficult, but I knew I could cope. Today, as I stand on the tarmac, I am much less confident. By choice, I have come here alone, waiting to meet my returning husband, even as I would have if he were still alive. Family anxiously awaits my return to our hotel rooms. Tomorrow, the memorial service and interment will afford us a final opportunity to say farewell and find closure. Arriving back at the hotel, I sink into the arms of waiting parents, both his and mine, and let the tears flow once again. The memorial service at the cemetery is brief, reserved, and dignified. The chaplain and one of the officers speak. I gratefully accept the American flag from his bier, gather our son and daughter to me, and lean against my brother's shoulder as we whisper our goodbyes at the graveside. As our car drives past the silent sea of white crosses at Arlington National Cemetery, I look back and wonder how many crosses it will take to pay the price of war.